ज्ञानंजन शलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। गुरवे गौरचंद्राय राधिकायै तदालयै कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तदभक्ताय नमो नमः। वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो। महावदन्नाय कृष्णप्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्य नाम्ने गौरत्विषे यं प्रव्रजन्तमनुपेतमपेतकृत्यं द्वैपायनो विरहकातरया जुहाव पुत्रेति तन्मयतया तर्वोऽभिनेदो तं सर्वभूतहृदयं मुनिमानुतु। तवैवास्मि न जीवामि तया विना इति विज्ञाय राधे तं नयमाम चरणान्तिके। Glorification of my heartly
obeisance
in the lotus feet of my Paramaradhya Tamong Vishnupad Astotarshi Srimad Bhakti Pragyan Kesava Goswami and same in the my Siksha Guru of lotus feet of my Gurudev Siksha Guru Mong Vishnupad Srimad Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj. We are in Jayati Jani Nivas. Up to what we are? Devaki Janmabad. Daiva Bani.
A real sound
told. O Kans, to whom you are taken on chariot, the eighth son will kill you. And then at once he jumped up from the chariot. He believed in
a real voice,
but he wanted to do it mithya.
To make it false.
False. I will kill
Devaki,
and there will be no. But a real voice from God, Krishna himself. How he can
make
do
it false
here and there? But he wanted, and he killed 5 sons. 6 sons, and in the last 7 was taken out to the Rohini Garu from Devaki Garu. And at the 7th, when time came, very fragrant air began to go away. Water of Yamuna became very fine, refined. All flowers of all seasons, they blossoms. And all these symptoms were Krishna coming. Came. At once, Krishna came in four-armed form. And he told, I know you. You have worshipped me. You have done austerities for me. So I have come myself. You told that we have a moon, that a sun like you should come. But there is no another one like me. So I have come. So he told that at once you should go to Gokul and keep me there. And a daughter of Yashoda you should bring. And what became at once? Very big storm came. A heavy rainy and very wind was blowing. All were in their houses. No one can come out. All slept. And the bedi and hathakadi
shackles
open. There was no obstruction. And thus in the rain and wind, he crossed Yamuna river and went there and kept there. And he took the daughter of Nanda Baba, Yashoda, and returned back. Again shackles were there. Anyone could not know. They knew though only this daughter has been taken off. Then Kansa came and wanted to kill, but it fly away in the sky and told, oh, who will kill you? He has taken birth here and there.
Anywhere else.
And he will kill you. Then he, what became? Why this girl? This son was there, but anyhow it was being a conspiracy. And it happened. So Devaki Janma Bhagavad here. And really he was 200, a baby boy of Yashoda. Why? Because eternal father and mother there. To Devaki and first day he became son, but partly with opulence, four arms. So you should not think that where arms are more, weapons are more, no, this is better. We should not think. This two-armed Krishna is superb. He is Supreme Lord. Devaki Janma Bhadav. Really he was the son of Yashoda. So that Yashoda. So when Krishna was in Gokul, in the life of Yashoda, there he was lamenting, oh, my son, and we cannot support and nourish. So he is in the life of Yashoda, and he is doing so many pastimes of childhood. I could not relish all these things. So she was lamenting. Devaki Janma Bhadav. And he told the reason why he had descended from Golok Vrindavan. Why? Why he has descended? Krishna?
Prem Ras Nir Josh.
For Gaur Leela.
Anugrahaya Bhaktanam Manusam
Deva Masita.
Anugrahaya Bhaktanam
Manusam Deva Masita. Bhajate Tadrisi Kruda Ajasutva Tatparabhavet.
He has taken birth that he will do pastimes of Rasamayi Liga, Rasamayi pastime. And those who will hear these pastimes they will be liberated and they will go to Golok Vrindavan. In same rush they will start being. So out of kindness he has done this. Also, the reason was jada jada ti dharmasya glanirbhava. Abhyutthanam dharmasya tadatmanam sijambya.
Paritranaya
sadhunam vinashaya cha duskritam dharma sansthapanarthaya. To establish dharma. What dharma? Varnasam dharma. What dharma? Moreover,
Prem dharma.
Moreover, Manjari bhava. The last.
Wow.
For this he has. So there are so many reasons. How he did? In Gokul Vrindavan, he killed Putana, Agasur, Bakasur, Kali, he controlled Kali, and then Pralambasur, Vyomasur, so many. In Mathura, Kobalyapi, Demon Kamsa and Charun, Mostik, so many. And after that he went to Dwarka. And in Mahabharata battle, Duryodhan, Dursasan, Karna, Shakuni, all his sides are sunk. All were killed. And in Dwarka also, Salva and others were killed. They were pretending that I am Vishnu four-handed. And Krishna killed him. In this way, Devaki Janma Bhadav. Atta Param Aswarja Parakasta Vistari Bhavadikai. Jadubara Parishata. He became the Parishata of Jadu Maharaj, Jadu Mane Ugrasen. All Jadu were Parishat of Krishna. Yadubara Parishat. Parishat of Jadu. Or Jadu, Jadav were the Parishat of Krishna. Sat Jaduvar Sadha. Always serving Krishna, so Jaduvar. Jadavendra Hetu. Krishna is Jadavendra, the Indra, the king of all Jadava. So, those who are envious to Jadu, Jadukul, Kansa, Jarasandhu, Dushtagane, Vadkariyashira, he has killed. How he killed Jarasandhu? You know how he killed Kansa. But Jarasandha, he invaded Dwarka and Mathura
17 times.
And he saw that if Kans and Jarasandha will know that Vrindavan Nanda Baba is my father, mother and relatives, others, then he invade Vrindavan, and when Vrindavan will be destroyed. So he took his capital Mathura in one day to Dwarka, surrounded by ocean, and kept there. It was very hard for Jarasandha to invade and to kill Krishna and Baladeva and others. And he forget Vrindavan. Because from Magad it was very hard to come to Vrindavan. So directly he used to go with so many army and destroyed by Krishna and Baladeva. So Krishna was
Raja was protected.
And thus, but he established Sakya Bhava with Shishupal, Dantabhakra, Ekalabhya and all of. Don't think that Ekalabhya was very high class of
devotion.
I have heard that in ISKCON there are several names of Ekalavya. Ekalavya Prabhu ki jai. They do. Because they are ignorant. Jaladutta. Why? He made a statue of
Dronacharya.
And he became very expert in
archery.
One day he was going to the forest to take pariksha.
Examination
of his students, like Arjuna and all the Duryodhana, Dushasana, Yudhishthira, Bhima. And he was at that time practicing. A dog came and was barking. And by his skillful of archer, he get so many
arrows
in his mouth, no cracking, nothing, but it was full of, and he could not bark. Then Dronacharya came, who is he? And he saw there that Ekalavya was there. Then Dronacharya told him, who is your guru? And he said, you are my guru. I have not directly given you anything, but I have established a statue, and by this worshipping and taking order, I am practicing. And, then he saw that, why he is practicing? To kill Arjuna and to Krishna. So he was demon. Then he told, if I am given you archery and you are my disciple, then give your right hand as a dakshina.
Guru dakshina.
And at once he cut and gave it to Dronacharya. Dronacharya took it and he was not pleased. Why? Someone can tell. Because he was envious to Arjuna and Krishna. And he was, at last he was killed by his Sudarshan Chakra. So he was not a qualified devotee. Also Dronacharya told, anyone asked that, why you did so? You did wrong. He was high class of a pure devotee. He told that, I told him not to, I will not give you this orchard, but steal away.
He stole away the knowledge from me.
He stole the knowledge of archery from me.
From me, stolen away. So how he is my student and how he is my disciple? He has just stolen away there.
He's a thief.
So he is like a thief. I don't want that he should learn. And then he took his
thumb.
So Ekalavya is not pure Vaishnava. Nor he is against Vaishnava. Vishnu and Vaishnava. Arjuna is Vaishnava, Vishnu is Krishna. So this Leela pastimes also was done.
Jarasandha
I was telling. Krishna took Arjuna and him with him in disguise and he became Brahmin. And both the student Brahmin, Brahmacharis. And they went to Magad. And he went to Magad and met with the king Jarasandha. Jarasandha, that you are Brahmins, three, with Brahmachari, and you alone, three. What do you want? They told that we have come for a donation. They are my students and myself guru. So I want some donation. What donation you want? Then you will have to fulfill. Oh, he told that, yes, I will fulfill. I want that you should fight with us, any one of us. Then he began to laugh, oh, you are Krishna and he is Arjuna and he is me. I cannot fight with you because you are defeated by me and you are Ranachod.
Run away from the battlefield.
So, I don't fight with you. And Arjuna, half lady and half man, male. I cannot fight with this half lady, Napunsa.
Eunuch.
I will not fought with him. I can fight with him. And then there was a big fight for so many days. Both were equal life. And once they were doing gada yuddha.
Club fighting.
And then Krishna one took a grass. And did like this. And at once Bhim took his feet both one in hand and one crushed in feet, and because Jarasandhi, joined by Jara means any old lady. She was demon. Thus she was killed. So everything here.
Dorbe Rasyan Nadharman.
Athava Jaduraj bolte Jaduraj Ugrasen. Jadubar again. Jaduraj Ugrasen. Parishad means Sudharma Sabha. Once Krishna went with Satyabhama, he promised that I will give a full tree of Parijat. And that was in Indrapuri Nandankanan. And at once he sat on Garud with Satyabhama, they went there. And he asked Indra to give, but he refused. Then a battle was there, and he was defeated, and Krishna defeated them, and uprooted the Parijat
tree.
And then he came to, and at that time, he took whole Sudharma Sabha. Sometimes it used to be very small, sometimes bigger, equipped with all kinds of equipment of
all facilities.
In the whole summer, hot day, cool, in cool, hot, and all equipment were there. From outside, anyone cannot see who are sitting in that
assembly hall.
So, Sudharma Sabha. So you should know by this, Jadubar Parishad. It means that Krishna defeated all demigods. Sometimes they have some abhiman.
Pride.
But they were all defeated. Here Krishna is Himself, Parameshwar, Adi Govinda. Even Krishna killed Kans. His father was given to kingdom and he sat on the throne Krishna made. And he promised that I will serve you. Being Supreme Lord, he did. And he gave it to Sudharma Sabha to Ugrasen. and Parijat Pushpa to Satyabhama, and one Parijat flower to Rukmini, and doing so much
pastimes
like Braja, but not like Braja. There is a question. If Krishna is more time in Vrindavan, he was up till the age of 10 years. But in Mathura and Dwarka?
More than 100.
110. And so many pastimes were there, telling Devakiya was their mother and father. And there he married. Mathura no, Vrindavan no married. Then, how is the birth of Krishna is bad? In doubt that whether he is son or not, or it is not right. What meaning? My question.
Hare Krishna. Srila Gurudev is raising the point. We see that Krishna performed pastimes in Vrindavan for less than 11 years. Then he went away. He performed pastimes in Dwarka for more than 100 years. In Dwarka he was married to so many, but in Vrindavan, no marriage at all. So question comes. In this verse, Devaki Janma Vado. Vad means a theory or a point of controversy. Why is it a point of controversy that Krishna is the son of Devaki when we see most of his pastimes are in relation to Devaki, Vasudev and Yadu Vamsa in Mathura and Dwarka? This is the question.
And for this he is telling Shrit Dorbhirashyan. I will explain later on. One kirtan. Be careful.
Gurudev, how could anyone steal from the Guru? He
said, how can a person steal from the Guru? How is it possible for a disciple to steal from the Guru in the case of Ekalavya?
Oh, yes, you can. You are expert. Very expert. Do you want to be like Ekalavya?
Intrinsic question.
Like he did not accept a guru, but externally using. Oh, Shiva is doing like this, chanting, remembering like Gurudev, and he told that I am disciple of Narayan Maharaj.
Some people taking and then writing books, never mentioned
the name. And he took, anyhow, steal away my paper, and he began to tell that, oh, I am disciple of Narayan Naraj, I am initiating, and he has ordered me to make this. And he began to do like that. Pardon me.
He became very good at archery. Where is his power coming from, if not from Dronacharya?
No, not Dronacharya. From Krishna it is all coming. In Gita it has been written. If you have... Te api mameva kamteva. Mameva kamteva. If you are serving any demigod, then it means that you are serving Krishna. And Krishna grips the fruit. Really, demigods have no power to give. So, Dronacharya has nothing to give. His Guru Bhakti is giving. Today's drama play?
Prem Vivartam.
So you should prepare for Brahma. What?
Jaya Radha Madhava, Jaya Kunjabi Hari. Hare Hare